I'm Alana Medlock, and you're listening to the WGXC Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 28, 2016. Aaron Bisecker and Thomas J. Prohaska report for the Buffalo News at Syracuse.com that New York State highways and roads rank 45th in the United States, according to a libertarian think tank. Reason Foundation's 22nd annual highway report has New York the sixth worst in the country for highway performance and cost effectiveness. In July, legislators approved a five-year plan to spend $27.1 billion over 5 years on Department of Transportation or the Thruway Authority's 2,400 projects. Local governments are also getting $3.4 billion in aid for road and bridge repairs through 2020. Quote, budgets always seem to stay the same. No one wants to see an increase, but the materials and the labor keep going up, said David J. Miller, Town of Lockport Highway Superintendent. Read the full story at Syracuse.com. Tim Tulloch reports in the Altamont Enterprise that plans for an astronomical observatory in Bern in southern Albany County are now before the town board and the Switzkill Farm Board. The proposed $1.25 million Helderberg Earth and Sky Observatory on East Hill would include a double-domed building, housing two telescopes surrounded by a, quote, large wraparound observation deck. There would be educational exhibits, landscaped grounds with sundials, and, quote, standing stones marking celestial events, nighttime stargazing for the general public, and a, quote, one-of-a-kind, real-time cosmic ray display chamber, end quote. While currently there is no commitment of funding from any source, Helderberg Earth and Sky Observatory Planning Committee Chairman Ron Barnell says a combination of state, federal, and private foundation money, private donations, and university partnerships will pay for the project that would be the third observatory in New York State. The group notes that the Bern sky rates a 3 on the Bortle scale of darkness, allowing the summer Milky Way to be visible. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail. The Friends of St. Pat's said Tuesday, September 27th, the group intends to appeal the decision of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany to close Catskill's St. Patrick's Church. After consulting with an expert on church law, the group decided to move forward with their efforts to have the church reopened. The diocese told the Daily Mail last week that Bishop Edward Scharfenberger signed a decree in July relegating the historic church from divine to secular use. The leaders of the Friends group said neither the parish community nor the group itself were notified of the decree when it was issued. Quote, we've asked everybody. I checked all the bulletins from the past 2 months since the decree of relegation was issued, and there was no notification of it, end quote, group leader Anthony Petriani said. In fact, Petriani said parish leaders made no mention of the decree until last weekend. He said the parish is still entitled to file an appeal even though the decree was issued more than 2 months ago, because the parish was not notified in a timely manner. Petriani said an appeal would be filed with the bishop by the end of this week. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in Capital Confidential. A Time Warner Cable Siena College poll has Republican John Faso leading Democrat Zephyr Teachout by 1 point in the 19th congressional district race. The poll was released late Tuesday, September 27th. The poll has Faso ahead of Teachout 43-42 and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump ahead of Democrat Hillary Clinton by 5 points. Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg said nearly half of those surveyed have not yet heard from Teachout's campaign, and more than half have still not heard from Faso. Teachout leads in Ulster and Dutchess counties by 15 points. Faso leads in the Capital Region by 19 points. Faso and Teachout are competing to replace Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson, who announced at the beginning of his third term that he would not seek re-election. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Robert Gavin is reporting in the Times Union the state's former chief judge, Jonathan Lippman, told a judicial panel Tuesday, September 27th, that he would support a constitutional convention next year to ensure New York guarantees civil legal services for the poor. Every 20 years, voters in New York have the opportunity to decide whether to hold a constitutional convention. The next time the question will appear on the ballot is November 7th, 2017. Quote, I think it really is a tremendous opportunity, end quote, Lippman told the panel meeting at the Court of Appeals in Albany. Lippman made civil legal services for the poor his signature issue during the time he served as the state's top judge. Quote, we need to change the priorities of society, Lippman told the panel Tuesday. He said legal representation for the poor in civil matters is as important as schools and hospital and housing. The panel also heard from Albany businessman Edward B. Swire, who is involved with The Legal Project, which offers pro bono legal support to the working poor in civil cases. Read the full story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Village Board was concerned with cost overruns on construction to replace the village's burnt-down garage at a special meeting last week. New requests for the new Department of Works garage added $5,000 to the $357,000 project. Insurance money is paying to rebuild the structure. Quote, "It's only a garage for two employees and four trucks," trustee Rich Phillips said at the meeting, adding that he had hoped the building could be completed for $357,000. He was the sole vote against approving the added costs. Quote, "We are all reluctant, but we are so close," said Mayor Jim Dunham. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that Catskill and Kinderhook were among the local towns on Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's list of municipalities under fiscal stress. The list is based on 2015 figures that consider year-end balances, fixed costs, use of short-term debt, and cash on hand. The city of Albany is under, quote, "significant fiscal stress," according to the report. Local towns under moderate fiscal stress include Poughkeepsie and Coymans. And towns, quote, "susceptible to fiscal stress," end quote, include Catskill in Greene County, Kinderhook in Columbia County, Rochester in Ulster County, and East Fishkill in Dutchess County. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation September 26th that stops your cell phone company from charging you more for dying. Telecommunications companies and utility providers now can't charge a contract termination or early cancellation fee when a customer dies in the state. Quote, "This was a heartless and inappropriate policy that is mostly borne by grieving New Yorkers grappling with the loss of a loved one," Cuomo said in a press release. Quote, "Ending these fees is the right thing to do, and we'll spare those in mourning from this annoying burden," end quote. Landlines, cell phone, television, internet, energy, and water service providers are all prohibited from adding fees to the dead under the bill. Joseph Spector reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that uncollected tolls increased 23% between 2013 and 2014 on the New York State Thruway, a $2.5 million loss of revenue for an agency struggling to not raise tolls and build a $3.9 billion new Tappan Zee Bridge north of New York City. The story, based on FOIA requests the Thruway Authority was slow to fill, shows that in the Mid-Hudson Valley, uncollected tolls rose in 2014 after 4 years of declines. Thruway Authority officials told the paper they have increased penalties for toll scofflaws in recent months, with the State Department of Motor Vehicles now able to suspend the registration of motorists who failed to pay five tolls, fees, and other charges over 18 months. Now tolls are switching to a cashless system without toll takers, and if drivers don't have EasyPass, they get a bill in the mail after a camera shot is taken of the license plate. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany forecasts a mostly sunny day with a high near 68, east winds 9 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers after 10 p.m., increasing clouds with a low around 53. Northeast winds 9 to 13 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. On Thursday, a chance of showers expected, mostly cloudy with a high near 66. East winds 7 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Thursday night, scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 53. The sun rose at 6:49 a.m. today, and sunset will occur at 6:41 p.m., giving us 11 hours, 51 minutes of daylight. I'm Alana Medlock, sitting in for Phil Grant, and this has been the WGXE Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 28, 2016.